The sun hangs over the ocean in a purple and orange sky. The sun flashes and Marvista Entertainment appears on a black background. Words appear, Marvista Entertainment presents. Los Angeles glitters at night. A blonde woman in a white lingerie gown lies on a white fur rug, face turned. Blood soaks her head and one hand. A large, metal clock falls on the rug. Blood dabs the broad base, coiled center, and worn face of the heavy clock. A title appears, Open Marriage. Words appear, 3 months earlier. The large, metal clock sits on a nightstand by a blonde woman lying in a bed. The moon highlights the blonde woman's arms and face. A brunette man leans over the woman and kisses her cheek. She stirs, then rolls to face him. She holds her hand up to his lips as he tries to kiss her. She eyes him intently. His face drops and he slowly turns away from her, then lies on his side. He curls an arm under his pillow, then stares out at the distance. Moonlight shines on his tattooed arm and bearded face. Cars pass a small tan building. The brunette man eyes his phone and eats cereal while he leans against an island in a kitchen. The blonde woman reaches for a cabinet door nearby.
Damn it!
Here, let me do that.
No, I'll fix it. You'll just re-injure your back and we'll be screwed for another year.
Becca, I told you. I'll do it. The doctor said I'm going to go back to work.
It's about time. Your workers' comp ran out 2 months ago.
Babe, you need to relax about all this stuff, okay? I told you, it's gonna be okay. And we can start trying again to get pregnant.
The brunette man opens a bottle of prenatal vitamins.
It's gonna happen.
He gives her a firm look. Becca grabs a mug, then glances at him as she washes down the vitamin.
That's my girl. And there's no time like the present to start trying again.
There's no time, period. I have to go to work.
The man's face sags.
I hate to burst your bubble, but this whole infertility thing, it might not be me.
I know. I'm gonna get checked out.
You've said that before.
I mean it this time. I am. Oh, don't forget, we gotta go to Max and Mindy's tomorrow.
He smiles.
Okay, I'm going to work.
Becca grabs a purse before leaving in blue scrubs.
Love you too.
The ocean laughs at an immense strip of beach. A mansion sits nestled between green hills and palm trees. The brunette man and Becca sit on lounge chairs in swimsuits near another couple in swimsuits by a pool.
I swear, I still need a GPS to make my way around this place.
See, I told you, darling. The guests should use the maid's bathroom. It's so much closer.
Have our guests use the help's bathroom? No, not in my house.
Our house, darling. It's our house.
See, honey, now you started an argument.
Mindy and I don't argue. Ever.
You know that's actually true?
You don't argue.
No way. Every couple argues.
I hate to be blunt, but it's because we're rich.
Max! So gauche.
Mindy grins.
Become so obnoxious lately. Ever since he closed that real estate deal on Rodeo Drive.
Oh, he's been doing that ever since our fraternity days. He's humble bragging.
Look, all I'm saying is that statistically, the number one thing couples argue about the most is money, or the lack thereof. So if you take that off the table, what else is there to argue about? Like I said before, Ron, you ever need a little help, all you have to do is ask.
And like I said before, don't be ridiculous. Yeah, all I need is one big construction job and I'll be flush again.
And once he's done redoing the loft, we're gonna flip it for a fortune.
So don't you worry, we'll be fine.
Max smiles toward the ground. Becca frowns.
Mindy, I really like your new hair.
Oh, thanks. You know, it is so true what they say. Blondes have way more fun. Hope our husbands don't get us confused. Speaking of which...
Becca smiles thinly.
How's your sex life these days?
Mindy eyes them.
It's great.
Yeah?
Yeah, no complaints.
Yeah, it couldn't be better.
Mindy nods.
That's what you think.
She grins toothily.
So, being rich gives you guys better sex, too? Come on, guys.
Yeah, what's with you two today?
Well, actually, That's the point. You see, it's not just us two.
What's not just us two?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Mindy and I have been on an extraordinary adventure. We've opened our marriage.
It's a whole new glorious world.
Wait, so you guys are having sex with other people?
Yes, we are.
Max and Mindy kiss deeply. Becca gapes.
Isn't that dangerous? Like playing with fire?
It is, but playing with fire is what makes it so hot.
Until you get burned. That's where the rules come in, sweetie. We have our limits.
I never thought I would ever do this. I'm the one that demanded a cheating clause in our prenup.
Which was completely unnecessary. But as long as you follow the rules that you make, nobody gets hurt.
Rules.
Yeah, like what?
Mindy tilts her head.
Like, for example, our number one rule is...
no extracurricular activities without the other person.
Boom.
Really?
And practice safe sex, of course.
Max gives a significant look. Ron mouths wow.
You know what? It's getting really late. I think we should get going.
Suit yourself.
I just have a really early morning tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll continue this discussion another time.
Hope we didn't scare you off.
Max and Mindy make out as Ron and Becca leave. Ron drives down the mansion's driveway in his truck. The sun sets behind a blanket of clouds covering the horizon. Ron smiles at Becca as he drives.
So what'd you think?
She turns to him.
You go first.
Streetlights shine on them in patches as they continue to drive. Ron glances at Becca, then places a hand on her thigh. He rubs it and meets her eye. Becca smiles, then adjusts herself in the seat before pulling his hand further up her leg. They share a smile. They stand in their living room and take their shoes off while kissing. Becca unbuttons Ron's shirt, then pulls it off before he helps her slide her top off. She jumps up and wraps her legs around his waist. He carries her a few steps, then sets her down. They remove their pants, then Ron carries Becca to the bed as they make out. Becca's bra falls near a white fur rug below the bed. Morning light shines on the bra and rug. Ron kisses Becca's head as she lies against him in their bed, eyes shut.
Morning, babe.
Morning.
He strokes her arm.
So Mindy was in rare form last night.
Were you as surprised as I was about their extracurricular activities?
Yeah, completely. I didn't think they were that tight.
Becca looks up at Ron.
Are we?
Ron peers down at her.
Are we what?
The tight?
I mean... I just...
Come on. Be honest. You clearly got excited about the idea.
Well, you were obviously excited yourself.
Because it was hot to think about.
Ron nods.
But I don't know if I could actually do it.
I mean, I would never do anything you didn't want to do. You know, I would never do anything to hurt you.
I know.
They gently interlace their fingers.
I mean, maybe it would be a welcome distraction.
From?
You know, stuff.
Becca looks away.
Yeah. Stuff's been pretty rough lately.
She plays with her hair.
Obviously, it would be entirely up to you.
Great. So if it doesn't go right, then it's all on me.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't even seriously considering it.
Yeah, right.
They both grin. Ron kisses her head. Ron stands in their kitchen in his underwear near a mug. He pours coffee into another mug.
I don't know if you noticed, but I finally finished stripping the paint off the brick yesterday.
Are we still scheduled to move out in March?
She takes the coffee.
Probably more like May or June. It's a better time to flip properties in anyway.
They sip from their mugs.
I know it's no big deal to you, but I'm having a harder time with this uncertainty.
You mean about money coming in?
That's part of it.
Ron looks away.
Please, babe, don't rub it in. I feel guilty enough that you have to work double shifts at the hospital.
Ron, look at me. It's my turn to be the breadwinner. I'm okay with that. Really.
Ron sets his mug down.
Then what is it?
He looks at her pointedly.
Someday I'd like to feel like our home is our home. And if we're ever able to start a family, I don't want to be so transient.
I'm sorry, honey.
They stand close. Ron searches her face.
Maybe Max and Mindy have the right idea.
About open relationships?
No, about money solving stuff.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Ron leans on the counter.
I see what you mean.
Becca grins.
All right, I got it.
They kiss. Clouds hang over a large building. Becca sits at a desk near a man in scrubs with a name tag reading, Villain.
Wait a minute. Last night was the first time that you and Ron had sex in 3 months?
She nods.
Yep.
I thought you two were trying to have a baby. A lot. Like bunnies.
We are. Well, we were. I guess we are again.
Okay. Well, that's good, but why the sudden change?
Becca grins.
I don't know.
Come on, spill it.
Becca quickly looks around.
Okay. So, last night, we went up to our rich friend's house in Malibu, and they suggested that we try opening...
a lemonade stand?
No. Okay, that Ron and I try opening up our marriage.
Oh.
Dylan sits next to her and grins.
This just got interesting.
You know, to like spice things up.
Hmm. So you two had a four-way with Max and Mindy last night?
No, we just talked about it.
Okay. I believe you. Then what happened?
Dylan narrows his eyes and smiles.
Then I guess the conversation just got Ryan and I a little frisky. And when we got home, you know, things just kind of happened.
So you were turned on by the idea.
I never thought I'd say this, but yeah. And if I'm being completely honest, I'm kind of intrigued.
And so is Ron?
Well, yeah, he's a guy, remember.
Trust me, I remember.
So, what do you think?
Well, in Gayland, open relationships are pretty normal. Unless you're ugly, in which case nobody wants to have sex with you. Tough crowd.
She grins.
But seriously, between two men, we, you know, we get it.
Get what?
That love and lust are two different things.
Becca shakes her head.
Sex is sex.
Dylan raises his brow.
I'd feel threatened if I watched Ron have sex with another woman.
He shrugs.
A loving, trusting relationship doesn't have to feel threatened by opening things up. In fact, it can strengthen it.
How?
Well, by experiencing something exciting together, as a team.
But now that you're married, it's different, right?
Not at all. Gary and I have an open marriage.
She gawks.
You do?
Sure. And you may want to close your mouth before a fly lands in.
They share a smile.
You never told me that.
You never asked.
You guys just seem so happy and so committed.
That's the point. We are.
She eyes him.
And you never get jealous?
No, not at all. What you need to do is have a conversation with the archwife.
Mindy.
Yeah, you need to have a one-on-one with her, woman to woman. Make sure that you two are on the same page.
A sign reads Bugatta Restaurant and Bar. Becca and Mindy sit at a table.
So come on, spit it out. Your lunch break isn't long enough to beat around the bush.
Okay, so I wanted to talk to you about the...
our salacious proposition for you and your hot, juicy slab of a husband.
Yes. The whole idea just seems so naughty. And I mean, I wasn't a prude before I married Ron or anything.
Little bit of a late bloomer, but you made up for lost time.
And while Ron is definitely open to it, though he's trying to hide how open to it he is.
I know how it goes, trust me. When Max first suggested it, I almost slugged him.
Slugged him? I thought you don't fight.
We don't. I just hit him sometimes, but I don't leave a mark.
Really?
I'm kidding. What is up with you today? You mind?
She takes Becca's drink.
Didn't you worry when he brought it up? Didn't it make you feel insecure?
Becca sits stiffly.
First, I don't do insecure. And second, neither one of us would ever dream of cheating.
Why is that?
Because of our prenup, silly. If I get caught cheating, I get kicked to the curb with nothing. And if he gets caught cheating, I take him to the cleaners.
So an open marriage is not considered...
Mindy sets the glass down.
Nope. Our arrangement is that we experience everything together. So there's no cheating. There's no lying. There's no secrecy.
Becca shakes her head.
I don't know. I just don't know if Ron and I's relationship is on solid enough ground right now. I'd be afraid it would drive us further apart.
What's going on with you two?
Becca cranes her head.
This past year has just been a perfect storm of problems.
Look.
She narrows her eyes.
I didn't want to tell you this because I didn't want you to worry. But just last year, Max and I were heading for divorce.
Really? You covered it well.
I'm good at that. Anyway, we decided to try this whole open relationship. And the most amazing thing happened. It rekindled the spark that had gone from our marriage.
She grins.
We're happier now than we've ever been.
Huh.
So, no pressure. But I hope you give this some serious thought. It worked for us, and it just might work for the two of you. I consider you my best friend.
I didn't know you thought so highly of me. I'm honored.
Max grills steak and corn on a grill near his pool with Ron. Both wear swimsuits. Mindy and Becca lounge far away.
My fertility test came back.
Oh? And?
The doctor says I have a 1% chance of having children.
Max gives him a look.
Sorry to hear it, pal. Are you okay?
Ron shrugs.
At least I know now what it's like to be part of the 1%.
Ah, very funny.
He looks back.
How's Becca taking it?
I haven't told her.
Why not?
Just don't say anything, all right? Especially to Mindy. I don't think I can handle telling Becca one more piece of bad news right now.
She deserves to know.
I'm gonna tell her. When I get a construction job, at least then she'll see me as successful at something.
Come on, you're being too hard on yourself.
No, I'm not, man. She could decide to leave me over this.
That's crazy talk. You two are the happiest couple I know.
Not lately. We had sex for the first time in months the other night.
Really?
Yeah. The night you and Mindy told us about that whole open marriage thing.
What? Our little conversation got you two all hot and bothered?
I guess it kind of did. I don't think we're ready to go through with it, though.
Hey, don't mock it. This open relationship has brought me and Mindy closer.
Ron tilts his head.
What about us, Max? Our friendship, what would it do to us?
Max touches his shoulder.
It's just sex.
Ron tilts his head.
Trust me, as long as everyone's on the same page.
Max shrugs.
No one gets hurt.
No one gets hurt.
They exchange looks. Ron toasts his beer with Max. Becca and Mindy recline in swimsuits on cushioned lounge chairs next to each other. Becca's eyes lie shut while cucumber slices cover Mindy's. A bucket on a stand holding a champagne bottle sits between them. Mindy lifts a cucumber slice and grins at Becca, as Becca's gaze drifts from Ron to Max's heavily muscled body. She puts the cucumber slice back on. Becca cleans her kitchen while Max sands the wood rail on the second floor of the loft.
That's my ding.
I know your ding, honey.
Ron reads a text from Mindy. Sleep over this Saturday?
My, we're popular.
That's a first.
Who's it from?
Mindy.
Becca looks at her phone.
I got one from Max.
Let me guess, sleep over this Saturday?
That's it exactly.
Ron and Becca share intent looks.
So what do you say?
I don't know. What do you say?
Becca glances away as she smiles and slowly nods. Ron parks near Max and Mindy's mansion. Their numerous windows shine brightly at night. Ron turns to Becca.
You sure about this?
Ron grins broadly.
I'm sure I want to try it.
Yeah, I know you do, you naughty girl.
He leans close.
Remember the rules.
Yeah. Of course, number one, we do nothing without each other. And number two, if one of us wants to stop, we both stop. No questions asked.
Becca smiles. He kisses her. They both get out of the truck. Then she removes a suitcase from the truck bed. Becca and Ron walk to the mansion's front door, then enter. Becca sits next to Ron on a couch across from Max and Mindy on another couch in a broad living room. Ron eyes Becca as her gaze drifts to the floor. Becca stands, then walks to a fireplace where a pair of bull horns sit on the mantel below a painting of birds.
This painting, it's new, isn't it?
Max approaches her.
Yes. Good eye. We acquired that at an auction in Paris last year.
I think it's hideous, but Max likes it, so what do I know? I'm not an art critic. Ron?
She sits beside him.
What do you think?
Ron looks at it.
Well, the colors are nice, but it's not really...
She strokes his thigh.
Not really my style.
See, Max? Ron agrees.
So, Becca, not to put you on the spot or anything, but whose side are you on?
Max takes Becca's hand as Mindy rubs Ron's leg.
Well, I like it. It's striking. And it commands your attention.
They stand close.
I couldn't agree more.
He holds her shoulder. Becca and Ron exchange looks. Then Mindy kisses Ron. Mindy and Ron make out. Max guides Becca's face away from them, then kisses her. Becca wraps her arms around Max as they passionately make out. Mindy runs her hand through Ron's hair as their kissing intensifies. Dim lighting falls on Ron's bare chest and the parts of Mindy's torso exposed by her revealing top. Mindy straddles Ron as they kiss. Max lifts Becca and places her on a nearby table as they make out. Ron looks up at Mindy as she stands over him and begins to undress. Becca, now in just a pink bra, removes Max's shirt. Becca runs her fingers down Max's back as he kisses her neck. Mindy falls back on the couch, then Ron lies on top of her. Becca gapes, tight-faced, as Max continues to kiss her neck. Topless, Becca cranes her neck far back and wraps her legs around Max as he pushes his face toward her chest. The sun shines down on Max and Mindy's mansion. Ron steps out of a shower and wraps a towel around his waist. He steps to Becca as she lies back in a bubble bath. He sits at the edge of the tub.
So?
So what?
What do you mean, so what? We haven't even talked about last night yet.
What's there to talk about?
Seriously?
I know,
Her expression shifts.
I don't know what to say. It brought up a lot of mixed emotions.
Ron nods.
Yeah, I understand. We don't have to do it again.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Becca glances down.
Was it what you thought it was gonna be? Did you ever see yourself doing what we did?
He opens and closes his mouth.
I mean, I've thought about it in a fantasy kind of way, because I'm a guy.
Really?
I mean, the fantasy was a little different. More women, less Max.
Ron smiles lightly as she narrows her eyes.
How do you feel about it?
He tenses up.
You promise you won't get mad?
Becca nods.
Sure.
I thought it was really hot. And I can tell you did too.
Her smile shifts.
I did. But that's not the point.
What's the point?
Becca blinks slowly.
I don't know. I'm just being a hypocrite. I enjoyed it, and you enjoyed it. So
we're good?
She gives a tiny nod and grins.
We're good.
Ron slowly smiles. Then stands. He drops his towel to the floor. He climbs into the bathtub with her. He angles himself closer to her side, then gently holds her neck and kisses her. The sun rises. Ron, shirtless, sits across from Becca, wearing her bra, in their bedroom.
Listen, there's something I have to tell you. I don't want to jinx it, but I just put in a bid for a big construction job. A community center that's being commissioned by the mayor.
That's good. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I don't want to get my hopes up too high, but I think I have a real shot at this.
That's great, sweetheart.
Ron grins.
Things are finally looking up.
Ron digs through a plastic container near multiple construction tools. He looks at his phone, then picks it up and reads a text from Mindy. Meet us in an hour. The alley door behind Crowley's.
Guess what I got?
She holds her phone.
Text from Max?
Yep.
Same here from Mindy.
So what do you think?
The alley door behind Crowley's?
They've certainly got my curiosity up.
Becca and Ron hold hands as they walk through a dimly lit alley. They approach Max and Mindy as they stand near a metal door.
Glad you decided to show. You ready?
Mindy presses a buzzer by the door.
So, what is this place?
Open for business.
It's an underground club. Mindy found it.
There's this app called Caligula that shows all the nearest hotspots. For open-minded people like us.
I wasn't expecting to do this with total strangers.
Yeah.
Stop worrying. You can just watch, no pressure.
Password.
Mindy grins.
Kumquat.
A woman with a shaved head, black panties, and a leather corset opens the door and regards them pointedly. Becca and Ron exchange looks.
Welcome.
The bald woman steps aside for Max and Mindy to step in. Becca leads Ron inside by the hand after them. The woman peers around outside before shutting the door. She leads the others up a flight of stairs.
I am Volnavia, and we only have three rules here. Number one, anything, and I mean anything, goes. Number two, if anything doesn't go, well, tonight's safe word is suspenders. And number three, have fun.
Volnavia leads them to a room where men and women in revealing clothes chat.
Now down the hall and to your left is Pandora's Labyrinth.
But you know what? I don't think your friends are ready for that yet.
And this...
She walks inside the room.
...is the meet and greet. So you know what? Why don't you, meet and greet?
Max, Mindy, Becca, and Ron follow Volnavia past a strip pole to a bar.
So, what's your pleasure? Sex on the beach? Or would you like a cocktail first?
That's a good one.
Why, thank you, baby. Stick around, I got a million of them.
Actually, I'm not drinking late.
Really?
In a place like this, I don't want to dull my senses.
I'm with you.
Gentlemen.
I'm designated driver.
I guess I'll pass.
Max makes a face at Ron.
Suit yourselves.
She lifts condoms.
Galoshes, anyone?
Oh, yeah, good idea.
How many of those do you plan on using? And with who?
Honey, they're free. I'm just playing it cool.
Ron scans the room. He spots a curvy woman with pale skin and a revealing red dress, flanked by two men kissing her neck. She meets Ron's eye. Becca follows his gaze as he stares at the woman.
I don't think I'm ready for this. It's too much.
Yeah, no, babe, I'll miss you.
Hey. Relax. We're just here to watch. You know, run pump.
This is just foreplay for her.
Mindy wriggles her fingers and grins.
Let's go.
Mindy and Max lead Ron and Becca away. Mindy pushes past a thick black curtain and into a small room with a couch and a love seat. The others follow.
It's so small.
Wow, yeah, it's kind of a tight fit.
That's the idea. So, who wants to go first?
They all trade looks, then Max takes Becca in his arms while Mindy and Ron begin to make out. Max removes Becca's jacket and firmly holds her waist, then she pushes him down onto the love seat. He holds her butt as she straddles him. Ron, shirtless, helps Mindy out of her dress. Becca's hair partially obscures her face as she sits up on Max's lap and eyes Ron and Mindy while he lifts and plants her on the couch. She slowly turns back to Max. Max lifts and spins Becca as they kiss, then he repositions her under him on the love seat. He removes his shirt, then she rides as he lifts himself off of her. Ron gives a sharp look at them as they kiss passionately. Ron stares at Max and Becca make out with a rigid face. Max turns Becca around and kisses her bare back as she gapes. Ron stirs next to Mindy on the couch. He opens his eyes, then sits up and looks at the love seat, now empty.
Mindy.
He shakes her.
Mindy.
What is it, sexy?
Where's Max and Becca?
Mindy looks over at the empty love seat.
Here, come on.
Max, in briefs, lies next to Becca, in her bra and panties, on a large, circular red couch. His arm lies draped around her, while her face rests on his shoulder.
Isn't rule number one that we're all supposed to be together?
We are all together. In this club. Sorry, guys. The chair we got stuck with was giving me a back.
Mindy eyes Ron.
We just went to go find something more comfortable. That's it.
Mindy and Ron cast sharp looks at Becca and Max.
Anyway, it's getting late. Let's get dressed.
Okay.
Ron's gaze lingers on them as he leaves. Shadows project onto Ron and Becca's house from the nearby trees. Ron eats near Becca at their dining table, shirtless. He shoots her a look.
You enjoyed yourself last night.
Wasn't that the point?
Ron looks away.
I guess. I mean, yeah, I was.
Becca watches him eat.
You certainly seem to be having a good time.
Oh, I did.
Becca shrugs.
Then what's wrong?
Nothing.
She gives him a look as he peers at his food.
What is it?
It's just that...
They trade looks.
Never mind.
Look, I'm sorry. Max has a bad back and I was just looking out for his condition.
Ron's eyes narrow.
Well, Max's bad back doesn't stop him from earning millions.
He pulls pills out of a bottle.
I didn't mean to compare the two.
Anyway.
He washes down the pills with a cup of orange juice, then sharply turns to Becca.
I think we should stop.
Really?
What do you mean, really?
You're not being fair. You were in absolute heaven.
You're right. I was. But it's off. Clearly we can't handle this.
Becca gapes as Ron stands and walks off. She hangs her head. Mindy and Becca sit at a table in a restaurant.
If I don't lose 5 pounds by November, I'm not going to be able to fit in the Badgley and Mishka that Max bought me for my birthday party.
What are you talking about? You don't need to lose 1 ounce.
Thanks. That's why I love you. Oh, that reminds me. A little gift for me for no other reason than everyone deserves a little surprise every now and then.
Mindy reaches into a shopping bag.
Here. It's yours.
She hands a sparkling gold sequin dress to Becca. Becca's eyes widen.
Shoot, you don't like it?
No, I like it. I mean, I love it.
Good. Delighted.
Mindy grins and puts the dress away.
Listen, I need to talk to you about something.
I'm listening.
We're calling the whole open thing off.
Mindy looks up sharply.
Why is that?
It just got too complicated.
Mindy glances away and tilts her head.
Seems pretty simple to me.
What do you mean?
You're afraid.
Afraid of what?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm not afraid.
Yes, you are.
Of what?
Of breaking out of your shell. Shaking things up a bit.
I know. It's not me. Ron's actually the one who called it off. And if one of us wants to stop, we both stop. No questions asked.
Mindy gives her a deep look, then puts her hand on Becca's hand.
He'll come around. Don't worry.
Becca's lips part as she and Mindy exchange looks. Mindy smiles, then kisses Becca's cheek. A black sedan parks across the street from Becca and Ron's loft. The streetlights reflect off the sedan's sleek roof. Ron sits shirtless on his couch with a beer, watching a football game.
Quarterback scramble.
Yes! Oh! Oh my God! Oh!
And he's able to get
yes! Yeah! Oh, great.
Mm. Becca appears on his phone. He lifts it.
Hey, babe, what's up?
Hey. So it turns out I'm going to be working late shift tonight, covering for Dylan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just here watching the game. You want me to save you some pizza?
No, I'm going to be here till midnight.
Yeah, I'll probably be asleep by then.
No worries. Don't wait up.
Oh, wait, babe, I gotta go. They're about to score. Come on!
He hangs up. Becca smiles near Dylan.
Yeah, I love you too. Bye.
She lowers the phone.
You are a goddess.
Glad I can help.
Thank you. I thank you. My husband thanks you.
Gary grins and waves nearby.
But most of all, Lady Gaga thanks you.
Yes, because she just couldn't go on if you and Gary weren't there for moral support. From the nosebleed seat.
First mezzanine?
Whatever. Get out of here before I change my mind.
Thanks.
She smiles as he runs to Gary, wraps him in a tight hug, then lifts and spins him. Becca's smile fades as they leave. Becca's gaze drifts toward the floor. Ron, tight-faced, turns off his TV. He sinks into the couch. He grabs his phone, then gapes at a picture of the curvy woman in the red dress. Above her reads, Caligula. Open for business. Ron throws his phone onto the table, then sets his beer down and stands. He leaves the living room. Ron walks back to the couch. He slowly sits. He stares at his phone, then grabs it and swipes through the Caligula app.
Tonight's password, Romeo.
He stares off through his shadowy house. His shoulders slump, then he gets to his feet and hurries away. Ron walks through the alley outside of Open for Business. He approaches the large metal door, illuminated by a single light hanging above. He presses the buzzer.
Okay, you're just gonna watch. There's no harm in watching.
Password.
That's, Romeo?
Volnavia opens the door, then looks Ron up and down before grinning.
Welcome back, baby.
The club's light glimmers off her shaved head. Ron enters as she steps aside. She grins and shakes her head as she shuts the door. Volnavia hands Ron a water bottle at the bar.
And an H2O for Romeo.
Thanks, Volnavia.
You're welcome. Can I get you anything else?
Ron freezes as she stares.
What? Anything.
No.
He stands stiffly. Volnavia lightly shrugs, then smiles crookedly. Ron looks around as various men and women in masks talk. He spots a woman in a white feathered mask and lingerie gown, hedged by two men caressing her. The woman looks at Ron intensely. Ron leans against the bar counter and stares at the curvy woman, now wearing red lingerie and thigh-high, red, high-heeled boots. She and a man hold each other. Ron swallows as he watches them. She glances at him and grins. Ron gapes, then looks down and licks his lips. The curvy woman struts over to him. They stand close.
Hi. I'm Angelique.
Ron stiffens.
And you are?
Ron. I'm Ron. You aren't just breathtaking.
Angelique smiles, then leans in and firmly kisses Ron. Ron pulls away from her.
I can't.
You can't what?
I can't do this.
Then why are you here?
My wife, she,
What about her?
She doesn't know I'm here.
Angelique flashes a smile.
Well, I won't tell if you won't.
She kisses him deeply and holds his face. Ron runs his hands up her body as they make out. He pauses, then looks at the woman in the white mask. Ron kisses Angelique's neck, then looks back up to the masked woman, now vanished. Her two men stand close to each other. Ron quickly looks around. He returns his attention to Angelique and kisses her. She unbuckles his belt. Ron pulls his face away as she continues opening up his pants. He pulls his belt away from her and buckles it. Angelique wipes her mouth and leans against the bar counter. She and Volnavia watch Ron rush out. The large metal clock ticks on Becca's nightstand. Ron lies in their bed and stares up toward the darkened ceiling. He turns and looks at Becca's empty side of the bed. His face grows rigid, then he looks back up and lightly shakes his head. Ron jogs alongside Becca near a path winding through a grassy field dotted with verdant shrubberies, flowers, and tall trees. He ducks under a branch, then slows to a stop.
What's the matter?
Becca stops with him.
You're back?
No, I gotta tell you something.
What is it?
He glances down.
Well, I went to the fertility clinic, and I got tested.
Finally. And?
And I'm the reason you can't get pregnant.
Becca gapes as Ron turns away from her.
They said there's only a 1% chance.
Ron's throat clenches and he bows his head.
I'm sorry, Ron. I really am. But how long have you known this?
Ron gapes at her, then looks away.
A couple of weeks.
Wait, you've known this a couple of weeks and you didn't tell me?
I'm sorry, I know. I wanted to tell you, it just never seemed like it was the right time.
So every morning for 2 weeks, you silently watched me take those fertility supplements as if it was my fault.
I knew you'd be upset. You know,
of course I'm upset. I thought we were in this together. I cannot believe you didn't tell me something this important.
Becca shakes her head and walks away. Ron's face falls, then he shifts his weight and goes after her. Becca stops by their truck and turns to Ron as he approaches.
I'm sorry. I should have told you as soon as I found out.
Yeah, you should have.
Can you just forgive me?
Give me the keys.
Becca, I'll drive.
I don't want to be with you right now. Give me the keys.
Ron hands her keys, then watches as Becca gets in the driver's seat and shuts the door.
How am I supposed to get back?
Becca pulls away from Ron and down the road.
Feeling all alone.
Ron, shining with sweat, jogs down the sidewalk and toward the loft.
Trying to find my home.
Ron steps to the front door, then pulls a key out of his wallet before unlocking it and heading in.
Sitting here alone.
The black sedan parks across the street from the loft. Ron walks inside.
Becca!
Tried to let you know.
Becca!
Ron walks through the open space. He sets his water bottle on a counter, then slowly looks around the loft.
Can't see, it takes two to make a web.
Ron moves through the house, then stops at the bathroom and peers inside. He spots a pregnancy test sticking out of a trash can. He pulls out the test and inspects it. The test reads positive. Ron's face draws tight. He leaves the bathroom with the pregnancy test in hand. Ron sits on the couch and reads the test again before pulling out his phone, typing on it, and putting it to one ear.
Hi, you've reached Becca's cell. Leave a message after the beep.
Ron's face drops. He lowers his phone. Sunlight shines through the window's curtains, diffused. Becca parks near the loft in the truck at night. Its headlights shine in the dark. The black sedan sits parked nearby. Becca leans forward and gapes at the sedan as it drives away and down the busy street. Becca gets out of the truck. Becca opens the loft's front door, then looks around before slipping inside. She gingerly shuts the door with one hand while holding a purse in the other. She approaches Ron on the couch. He glares.
We need to talk.
Becca regards him impassively, then shakes her head.
I don't want to talk about it. I just want to go to bed.
Ron blinks, then looks over his shoulder at Becca as she walks away. He shakes his head, then looks off before leaning forward, resting his elbows on his knees. Becca sets dishes down in the kitchen sink. She pulls a golden ring off her finger, then sets it on the counter before washing the dishes. Ron leans to her.
Good morning.
Morning.
Ron stands behind Becca and grabs a bowl from a drawer near the microwave. Becca turns the sink water off, then grabs a towel. They turn to each other. Ron eats from his bowl as she dries a plate. Ron spots the golden ring on the counter. Becca stacks the plate on others in a cabinet, then turns away. She presses her lips into a rigid line as she grabs the golden ring. He watches as she slowly slips the ring back on her ring finger. Becca gradually turns to him.
Ron.
They meet each other's eye.
Yes?
Have you seen an expensive black car parked across the street lately?
Ron briefly turns away.
No, I haven't noticed.
Becca glances down.
It's the second time I've seen it ever since the night at the club.
She searches his face.
Oh, babe, you're just being paranoid.
I don't know.
She heavily shakes her head.
This whole thing has made me feel so vulnerable. You expecting someone?
No. But I'll go see who it is.
He gestures toward the front of the loft, then walks away. Ron opens the front door, looks around, then spots a bouquet of chrysanthemums in a vase on the ground. He bends over, then lifts and examines them. Ron walks back to the kitchen, then sets the bouquet on the counter.
Where are those from?
He pulls a card off of the vase and raises it.
You tell me. It's a Becca, my one and only.
Ron casts a look at her.
How sweet of Dylan.
Your co-worker.
Yeah, he knows I've been under a lot of stress lately.
Ron shrugs.
Some friend who doesn't even know your favorite flower.
Chrysanthemums are my favorite flowers.
They stare at each other.
Hey, why don't you call in sick today? We could both use some quality time here at the house, just you and me.
I don't have any sick days left, remember?
He holds her.
And somebody has to pay the bills.
Ron's grin slackens as he watches Becca leave in her scrubs. He raises the bouquet card and reads it again. Max stands behind Ron and spots for him as he bench presses in a gym.
Come on. Here you go.
Max helps him rack the bar.
Take it easy, Hulk. What's gotten into you? You're all right?
No, I'm not all right. I don't appreciate you sending my wife flowers.
What are you talking about? I didn't send her flowers.
Come on, man. It had to be you. They arrived at the loft this morning.
Ron?
Max sits near him.
If I secretly wanted to send your wife flowers, why would I send them to the loft where you would obviously see them?
Max raises his brow.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Apology accepted, jerk. So did Becca say who they were from?
Her gay friend Dylan that she works with at the hospital.
And how do you know it wasn't him?
Because I could tell she was lying. At least I think she was.
So who else could it have been?
Your guess is as good as mine. But she's always working late. She's never around. She's always out of the house.
Max shakes his head.
Being paranoid, she's probably just getting together with Mindy.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
What's gotten into you?
Ron slowly turns to him.
I messed up, Max. I went to the club alone.
Open for business?
I know, it sounds worse than it is. Some girl kissed me at the bar. I never felt so guilty. I couldn't bear it, so I stopped. Then I left.
That's all, just kissing.
I swear, I wouldn't lie to you, Max.
Does Becca know about this?
No. She wouldn't believe it, never went further. She's already furious at me for not telling her about my fertility test.
So you finally told her, huh?
Yeah, and she blew up at me for keeping her in the dark about it for weeks. Now is not the time to confess going to the club on my own. Our marriage would be over.
Max winces, then shakes his head.
Look, I'm sure she'll forgive you. Eventually.
This whole open marriage thing was supposed to be an escape from our problems. I feel like all it's done is cause more.
Hope you don't blame me.
No, of course not.
Yoo-hoo!
Mindy appears.
Hey, boys. You guys are looking all pumped up and sweaty.
You haven't been to a gym since you were forced to in college.
Yeah, since when did you become a gym bunny?
Since you bought me a Badgley Mishka two sizes too small. But that's not the only reason I'm here.
Oh? What else?
What can I say? I miss my boys. And I really miss our little get-togethers. You guys have to admit, that was the hottest sex ever!
Mindy! What's gotten into you? Keep it down!
She throws her hands up.
I know, and I'm not one.
A bearded man checks Mindy out as she leaves.
Mindy!
Yes?
You seen Becca lately?
She pauses.
Not as much as I would like.
Her gaze lingers on him for a moment, then she leaves. Max shrugs as Ron hangs his head. The black sedan sits parked outside the loft at night. Ron drinks beer and eats chips as he watches TV from his couch. The TV light flickers on Ron as he sets his beer down. He raises the remote and turns off the TV. He looks at Becca's contact picture on his phone, then taps the screen.
Hi, you've reached Becca's cell. Leave a message after the beep.
Hey, babe, I'm just calling to check in, see how you're doing. Don't work too hard. Love you.
Ron lowers his phone, then scrolls to Becca work. He taps the screen. Fluorescent lights shine in the hospital. Dylan answers the phone.
Critical care. How may I help you?
Hey, Dylan, it's Ron.
Oh. Hi, sexy.
How's it hanging?
Can I speak to Becca?
She's not here.
Well, when will she be back?
She won't. She's not working this shift.
That's odd. She told me she was working late.
Nope. You must have gotten the dates mixed up.
She left 3 hours ago.
Hey, Dylan, did you send her flowers this morning?
No. Why would I send her flowers?
No.
Dylan turns to a woman in a lab coat.
Well, I'd love to chat the rest of the night away, but Nurse Ratchet's giving me the evil eye, so... Adios, amigo.
He smiles.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Dim lighting falls on Ron as he lowers his phone, then looks up. Becca approaches the door to open for business in a green dress. Purse slung over her shoulder. She presses the buzzer.
Password.
Boomerang.
Volnavia opens the large metal door. She eyes Becca. Becca gives her a tiny smile.
Welcome back.
Volnavia steps aside and gestures in. Becca moves past her and enters. The black sedan parks in the alley outside as the door closes. Volnavia sets a cocktail by Becca at the bar.
A virgin Harvey Wallbanger. And a cherry to prove it.
She puts a cherry in the drink.
Thank you.
You.
Volnavia gives Becca a little smile as Becca turns and walks off with her drink. She stops when she spots the woman in the white mask, her two men caressing her. Becca looks around the bar. Then her gaze drifts back to the woman in the white mask as she stares at Becca intently. As Becca scans the bar, Max appears behind her.
I knew you'd come.
She smiles, then pulls away as he leans in close.
I can't stop thinking about you.
I came here to tell you it's over.
Just because Ron called it off?
No, because I'm calling it off.
The four of us might be off, but not me and you. Remember, this was your idea.
This wasn't about you and me, Max. You don't have to do this anymore.
Becca holds a hand to her stomach and smiles broadly.
I'm pregnant.
Max grins.
That's what you wanted, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. But now, no more. No more lies, no more rules, no more.
Her face grows rigid and tears rim her eyes. Max's expression strains as he searches her face. He nods.
You're right.
She smiles softly.
I mean, I want you, but you're right. I can't do this to Ron anymore.
No, we can't. Or Mindy.
Her face creases as it draws tight.
Please don't send any more flowers. I don't know how to explain that to Ron.
What are you talking about? I didn't send you flowers.
If you didn't send them, then who did?
Becca and Max hang their heads. The woman in the white mask watches them from between her men. Ron reflects in the face of the large metal clock as he sits on his bed. Becca approaches him.
You're up.
I was worried.
He eyes her.
Why were you worried?
I called the hospital and you weren't there.
Becca narrows her eyes.
Are you spying on me?
Ron grins slightly toward the bed.
Why aren't you at work?
None of your business.
I'm your husband. You lied to me when you said you were working late, and the flowers didn't come from Dylan either, so tell me the truth. What's going on?
Nothing.
You call this nothing?
He pulls the pregnancy test out from under the pillow. Becca tenses, then slowly sits with him on the bed. He looks up at her.
When were you going to tell me?
I just wanted to wait and see if there was no complication.
Ron stares at her.
We've been trying for so long, but I didn't want to get your hopes up.
Becca searches his face.
So you really think I could be the father?
Of course you're the father.
Her eyes glimmer in the dark.
You beat the odds. Your 1% chance came through.
Ron looks away, then licks his lips.
But what about Max?
What about Max? We use protection, you know that. That was one of our golden rules.
Becca leans closer and gives Ron an intent look.
So where were you?
He looks her straight in the eye. Her face tenses.
I just wanted to be alone, to think. So I went to the mall and I looked at baby merchandise.
Ron rolls his eyes and smiles slightly.
And the flowers?
She shakes her head.
I honestly have no idea. A secret admirer, I guess.
As he narrows his eyes, Becca leans in. Becca kisses and straddles him. Becca and Max stand with Ron and Mindy by their pool. Ron and Max wear suits while Becca and Mindy wear identical gold sequin dresses.
Happy birthday, Mindy.
You two look like twins.
Oh, do you need a drink?
No, I'm good.
Okay, I need a refill. Ron, darling, would you do the honors and escort me to the bar?
Ron offers his arm. Mindy takes it, grins, and walks off with him past various other people. Max leans toward Becca.
You look beautiful tonight.
She grins.
Yeah, I look exactly like your wife.
She watches Mindy and Ron stand by a drinks table.
You know she gave me this dress?
Yeah, I know. She had me buy two. Now I know what.
He sips champagne from his glass.
Listen, I need to ask you something, but only if you promise to keep this between us.
Not having sex with you again, Max, if that's where this is going.
No, I'm worried about Mindy, actually.
Oh?
Maybe I'm just being paranoid, but my gut tells me she's pretty infatuated with your husband. She won't stop talking about him.
Newsflash, she's always had a thing for Ron ever since college.
I know. I'm not blind, but it's more intense
lately. A lot more.
A lot, actually. You mean since she's consummated her friendship with Ron?
Even before that. When you suggested the open marriage, it wasn't hard for me to convince Mindy, and I think she welcomed any excuse to have sex with your husband.
Well, she's not having sex with Ron anymore. It's over.
Mindy doesn't give up easily, and I have a very strong suspicion that she's scheming a plan to have her cake and eat it too.
What's this about cake?
Mm.
I'm famished. I haven't had a carb in 2 months.
I thought you wanted to wait until after dinner to blow out your candles.
Well, I changed my mind. It is a woman's prerogative to change her mind, isn't it, Becca?
Becca grins.
Let them eat cake.
Max raises his glass to the crowd, then turns to Mindy. Her grin drops as she walks off toward Ron. Max and Becca exchange looks. Becca sits with Dylan at their desk in the hospital.
So let me get this straight. You're just assuming Max is the father.
There's only a 1% chance it's Ron's. You do the math.
1% is still 1%. You need to be sure. We'll get you a prenatal paternity test.
How can I afford that? Insurance won't cover it.
Relax. I know a guy.
That'll do it for free.
Old boyfriend. He owes me.
Only requires a blood draw from me.
Right. But you'll also need a DNA sample of Ron.
How am I going to do that without rousing suspicion?
Jeez, honey. You really need to start watching more crime shows.
A smile slowly spreads across Becca's face. A single light falls on the entrance to the loft at night. The large metal clock ticks away. Becca lies in bed with Ron, eyes open. She sits up and eyes him as he lies motionless, eyes shut. As she gets out of the bed, she turns back to Ron. He lies inert. Becca hurries into the bathroom and plucks hair from a brush by the sink. She palms the hair, then peers outside the door and down the hall. She quickly moves away. Becca opens a drawer in the kitchen. She pulls a pink envelope from it, then puts the hair inside. Becca licks the envelope seal, closes it, then slides into her purse sitting on the kitchen island. She looks over both shoulders, then rushes away. Morning light falls on Becca as she puts a hand on the metal clock. She turns and looks across the loft at Ron as he makes food in the kitchen. She gets out of bed. Ron pulls bacon off of a pan with a spatula.
Up before me and making breakfast.
Yes, I'm making breakfast. You know, that's one of the things I love about you, babe. How observant you are.
What's the occasion?
He turns from the stove to her.
Does there have to be an occasion? Can it just be to remind you that I love you and that you are the most amazing woman in the world?
Wow. Okay.
Oh, and check this out. Huh?
He shows her the repaired cabinet door.
Am I dreaming?
And guess what? I have some really great news.
What?
I got the job.
What?
The community center, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna make a fortune. The mayor's setting up a press conference. My construction business is going to skyrocket.
This is amazing.
Best of all, you don't have to do double shifts at the hospital anymore. In fact, when the baby comes, you don't have to do any shifts at all if you don't want for as long as you want.
This is such good news.
Yeah.
Things are finally looking up.
She tears up.
Yeah, and guess what else?
There's more?
We're not gonna flip the loft.
We're not?
No, we don't need the money. This place can be ours. To keep. A real home. For us.
For our family.
Yeah.
He nods.
You know, I really think this whole open relationship thing, even though it's over, really did help us in a roundabout way.
Becca grins.
Flowers again?
Better not be.
They exchange heavy looks, then Ron walks off. He opens the front door and finds a tan, mesh stroller with a red gift bow on it. Ron takes it by the handle and rolls it inside the loft. Becca steps closer as Ron pushes it toward the living room.
What the hell is this?
They stand close.
Who knows you're pregnant?
Nobody.
Ron folds his arms.
You haven't told anybody.
Becca looks up at him.
No.
Ron follows her as she steps closer to the stroller. She reaches into a colorful blanket and pulls it back. She reveals a baby doll in a purple onesie with a honeybee on it. Becca pulls it out and stares at it.
This is really creepy.
You know what? You're right.
She glances at him.
Somebody is spying on us.
She tosses the doll in the stroller. Becca steps back and takes Ron's hand while they stare at the doll. Cars sit parked near the hospital's fountain. Becca hands a folder to a man in a lab coat at her desk.
The files you're looking for?
Thank you.
Dylan walks to her.
So, did anything hair-raising happen last night?
Mission accomplished.
Nice work, Nancy Drew. And your blood donation?
She hands him the pink envelope, then a vial of blood.
Dracula thanks you.
I thank you.
Anything for my BFF.
He kisses her cheek.
And whatever happens, I'm here for you, okay?
Okay.
Good. Now, cover for me. I'll run these over to my ex and be back in a...
Dylan walks off, pauses, then turns back.
Unless he wants to fool around, for old time's sake.
Becca and Ron toast drinks with Mindy and Max at a table near their pool.
To Ron, no one deserves this windfall more than you.
Hear, hear.
You've worked so hard for this. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, guys. Now for the hard part. Actually getting this thing constructed on time and on budget.
You'll kill it, pal. I know you will.
They all look at their phones. The Caligula app shows a picture of Angelique unbuckling Ron's pants at the bar and open for business. Mindy and Max stare at Ron as Becca gapes at him. He grows rigid.
Is this the girl you were looking at the first night at the club?
She holds up the picture to him as he gawks.
Yeah.
You care to tell me how and when this happened?
Ron looks around.
I went back to the club.
She shakes her head.
One time.
Mindy, maybe you and I should go inside.
No. You stay right here.
They sit back down.
You went back to the club by yourself?
Yes. And I am so sorry. Okay, but I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything?
No, I mean, obviously I kissed her, but that's all.
Kissing is something.
I know. You're right. I'm sorry. She wanted to do more and I stopped.
What, do you want a medal?
Ron shakes his head.
I'm sorry.
Ron, you were the one who put a stop to this whole open relationship.
I know.
Max fiddles with his fingers.
I completely and totally messed up.
He hangs his head.
Yes, you did.
Ron looks at his phone. A text under the picture of him and Angelique reads, "What the hell? The mayor just saw these sex club pictures that just went viral. You're fired."
Now what?
I'm fired.
What?
Her face crumples.
The mayor got the same text that we got. That's it. I'm out.
So just like that, we're back in the poorhouse.
Ron gapes at her. They look at their phones. Caligula shows a picture of Max holding Becca, in the green dress, from behind near the bar. Mindy eyes Max. Becca shoots to her feet.
That's it! I am done! I am sick of all the lies! Max, do you want to tell him?
Becca, please. Be careful what you're about to say.
Max and I went back to the club, by ourselves, without you, Mindy, and without you. How does that feel?
Mindy casts a harsh look at Max as he bites his upper lip.
Is this true, Max?
Oh, wait, and that's not even the worst part.
That's enough! I want you and Ron out of here now.
Becca cranes her head back as Max storms away. Ron trembles, teary-eyed, while Mindy holds a hand to her mouth.
I thought we meant more to each other than this. I thought this whole open relationship was going to bring us closer together.
Mindy stands.
But I don't know you anymore, either one of you.
Mindy stalks away, glass in hand. Ron slumps in his seat, red-faced, and stares at Becca as she falls back into her chair. Dark clouds coalesce above Los Angeles. Becca, in her scrubs, passes Ron as he pours a cup of coffee in the kitchen, then snatches her keys and purse on the island. Ron watches as she strides off, then puts the coffee pot away. His chest rises and falls, then he bows his head. Ron grits his teeth as he incline bench presses alone at the gym. Dylan steps to Becca as she sits at her desk, arms wrapped around her knees.
Afternoon, doll. How was last night?
Don't ask.
Are you okay?
She stares off at the distance and gives a slight shrug.
Well, whenever you're ready, my shoulder's available. Now, this may not be a good time, but the results are in on your paternity test.
Becca leans forward.
And?
Well, I didn't peek. That would spoil the drama. And the winner is... drumroll, please.
He hands her an envelope. Ron's body flushes red as he continues to do more reps.
Sorry.
She slips the envelope in her purse.
I just can't right now.
It's okay, sweetie.
Thank you for doing that, though.
Dylan nods.
My pleasure. All right, now get out of here. Your shift's over. I'll see you tomorrow.
Her smile fades as he leaves. Ron racks the barbell, then leans forward, drenched in sweat. Becca stares off. She looks at her phone. A text from Mindy reads, "Meet me at your place after work." Becca exits a gray sedan and steps to the loft's front door, her purse slung over one shoulder. She pauses, then looks at the black sedan, parked between her car and Ron's truck. She steps closer, then peers through the windshield before looking over both shoulders. Becca opens her front door. She steps through the entrance and into the darkened loft. She shuts the door. She moves deeper inside.
Mindy?
She walks through heavy shadows toward the couch.
Ron?
Becca sets her purse down on a chair near the couch and continues forward.
Anybody here?
She finds Ron gagged and tied to the bed.
Oh my God, Ron!
The woman in the white mask stands nearby with a handgun. She removes the mask.
Consider that a warning.
Mindy blows smoke from her gun.
So you're the one with the black car? Stalking us?
Stalking?
She tilts her head.
I wouldn't call it that. I think it's more like keeping in touch.
Her flowing white lingerie gown shifts as she sits next to Ron. Becca hurries to them.
Stop. Right. There!
Becca holds her hands up as Mindy aims at her.
Why are you doing this, Mindy?
Mindy tosses her a white gown.
Take off your clothes. Put that on. We'll look so much alike, Ron won't know who's who.
This is going too far!
I said, put it on.
Becca takes her shirt off.
Never had it so good.
She strokes Ron's torso as Becca removes her pants. Mindy licks his face.
Two for one.
Mindy! What the hell is going on?
What took you so long? I texted you an hour ago.
Honey, I can tell that you're upset.
I'm not upset. I'm happy. Now, be a sport and take your clothes off and join us. One last time.
Becca puts on the lingerie gown.
Mindy.
Now! Just do what she says.
Okay, okay.
He unbuttons his shirt.
Can't we just talk this through calmly, like adults? You need help.
I'm not crazy, Max.
Well, you're not in your right mind, sweetheart. You've lost the ability to distinguish between right and wrong.
Oh, didn't we let all that go, that whole right and wrong thing? I saw all of you in the club, sneaking around.
Max freezes.
Wait, you're the one who put our pictures on the Caligula app?
Guilty as charged.
Flashback. Mindy watches Ron and Angelique from behind her white mask. She takes a picture.
Shut up.
Why would you do that to Ron? He lost his job over it. This thing you've got for Ron has got to stop. Right now.
You think that all of this is about Ron?
Yes, sweetheart, you're obsessed.
You're damn right I'm obsessed. But not with Ron.
Mindy's gaze shifts to Becca before she steps closer to her.
I'm your secret admirer, Becca.
She gapes at Mindy.
Who do you think sent the flowers?
She gives Becca a significant look. Becca looks from Max to Ron.
And the baby carriage?
Becca looks away.
You and Max are not very discreet.
Flashback. She watches Max hold Becca from behind and open for business. Becca puts a hand to her stomach.
Oops. Didn't see that coming.
Tears stain Becca's face.
I'm sorry I hurt you. No harm done.
Mindy stares at her deeply.
I've always wanted to be just like you. For us to be best friends. For us to look the same. Be the same.
Mindy grins toothily. Becca looks at her firmly and slowly shakes her head.
If this is between you and me, let Ron and Max go.
Mindy looks at Ron and Max.
Becca. You still don't get it, do you? Deep down, you love Ron. So I love Ron. He's a part of you, so he has to be a part of me, too. I was so happy you wanted to open your marriage so that we could share everything, so that we could be united.
Mindy holds her hand.
Physically. Spiritually.
Becca turns to Max. He gives her a wide-eyed look as Mindy grins and nods erratically.
You know.
Becca smiles tightly.
This does remind me of all the times that we shared together.
Mindy puts a hand to her chest.
Those hot times. It changed me. It opened me up to something deeper.
Mindy turns to Ron.
Yeah. They were hot times, weren't they? Very. In fact, Ron was just talking the other day about how he missed those times we shared.
Ron nods quickly as Mindy turns back to him. She eyes Max.
Well then, shall we?
Mindy holds her arms out.
I think it would help if we untied Ron. He's taking up all the bed.
Mindy looks from Ron to Max.
Yeah.
Mindy purses her lips.
Okay. Go ahead. Untie him.
She stands by the bed, gun at her side, as Becca and Max step to Ron. They both undo the knots in the cord binding Ron's ankles to the bedposts, then remove the cords around his wrists. Ron winces as he clutches his wrist.
Happy now? Let the games begin.
She pulls Becca closer.
Max, lay on the bed next to Ron.
She gestures with the gun to the bed. Max obeys.
And you?
Becca straddles Max as Mindy straddles Ron. They both lean down to the men simultaneously. Mindy kisses Ron. Becca pauses as Max nods to the large metal clock on her nightstand. She gapes, eyes the clock, then nods to him.
Having fun?
Becca smiles at Mindy as Max nods weakly. Mindy grins broadly at them, then returns to kissing Ron. Becca grabs the clock, then holds it on the side opposite of Mindy. Her grip tightens on the clock as Mindy turns to her.
I love you. I love you too.
Mindy looks back at Ron. Becca brings the clock down hard on Mindy's head. Mindy puts a hand to her bloody head. She looks from the blood on her fingers to Becca. She gawks and points the gun at her. Max and Ron's eyes widen and Becca ducks her head. Mindy's eyes roll back and she rigidly collapses onto the white fur rug. The large metal clock falls to the floor, bloodied. Becca sits on the couch with a blanket wrapped around her. Ron shakes hands with a cop at the front door. Red and blue lights flash into the loft as the cop nods and shuts the door. Ron shuts a second door and walks to Becca. She looks up at him as he sits next to her, then firmly wraps his arms around her. She pushes her head against his shoulder. They hold each other tightly, then Ron pulls away and runs his hands through Becca's hair and searches her face. Becca slowly leans forward to her purse on the coffee table, then pulls the envelope from it. Ron looks at it, brow furrowed.
What's that?
She turns to him.
A paternity test?
Becca opens the envelope. She pulls a paper out, then unfolds it. She glances at Ron, then holds the paper up to him. Smiles break out on their faces.
I'm the father.
She kisses him.
I knew it.
Their faces crease as their smiles grow, then Ron leans forward and kisses Becca. She drops the paper, then holds a hand to his head as they continue to kiss. Becca pulls back, beaming, then they wrap their arms around each other. Directed by Sam Irvin. Written by Jason Byers. Toki Jones. Nikki Lee. Kelly Dodo. Jason Tobias. Deborah Wilson. Cassie Colvin. Zach Cramblett. Diana Terranova. Post-production supervisor Jeremy Benadon. Co-executive producer Marguerite Henry. Producer Kimberly A. Ray. Music by Nick Sewell. Cinematographer Theo Angel. Editor James Kondalik. Art director Teresa Corvino. Costume designer Helena Falongas.
This time I let down my guard and then I lost my dreams and I lost my friend again. This is the calming for the soul. I feel not hurt, I'm letting go. My hope of happiness won't be left behind. Why you change your mind? Because you don't believe in second chances. Because you've never been in love before. You only lift me up just to let me down. And our time is wasted. You missed the point of true romance. Because you've never been loved before. Never been loved before. A distant memory of when love was lost and never found again. No time for secrecy because too much emotion. Buries all within. I can't expect you to understand.
The characters and events depicted in this motion picture are fictional. Any similarities to actual persons or animals living or dead are purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected by the copyright laws of the USA and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, copying, or use of all or part of the motion picture may result in civil liabilities and/or criminal prosecution in accordance with applicable law. Copyright 2016 Mar Vista Entertainment, LLC.